Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. Henry Lake, News Talk 830 WCCO. Our next guest has worked with the likes of Jamie Foxx, Sylvester Stallone, Bill Bellamy, many others. Comedian Sean Jones is going to be in the Twin Cities this weekend. Live comedy special taping hosted at the Dakota. And the Dakota, you think of jazz, and now you got to think of comedy. But he's going to be in town this weekend, and you need to be a part of this. Check out the show this coming Saturday, 7 p.m. I'm going to be checking him out on Friday, and he joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Sean Jones live, the Now You Know show coming up this weekend. First off, Sean, how you been, my friend?
I am great, man. I'm just happy to be on the phone with you. I feel like my credit score has gone up quite tremendously after speaking to you.
Hey, man, you're a New Jersey native, man. You probably gotta have great credit to be out there on the East Coast.
Yeah, well, you got to have more than one Social Security number. That might help, too.
Well, I appreciate you being on the show, man. And, you know, one of the things that I think is super cool is the fact that you're going to be doing a comedy show, a live special that will be taped this weekend at the Dakota. And I don't know that I've ever known that there's been a comedy show at the Dakota before.
I have to say I am the first. I am the very first comedian that will be doing comedy at the Dakota. So I am honored that they gave me the opportunity. Hopefully I will be a trendsetter going forward. We will have some other great comics in the future that will be coming there to record their comedy specials as well. Great venue, man. And they were really, they really embraced the idea of us doing a special there. No hesitation. So I think it was a great choice. So I'm bringing a little jazzy comedy, I guess. I guess I have people snap their fingers instead of laugh. It probably wouldn't work as good on a special, comedy special, but we'll try something. We'll try anything one time.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you're going to have the comedy special and you're going to have the live taping, and that's going to be awesome. Man, the last time that I actually went and was in person watching a comedian, I want to say was like 2006, and it was Jamie Foxx here.
Oh, well, that was quite a long time ago.
I know.
A lot of hair at that time, probably. A lot of hair. That's why, you know, it probably was a whole different game plan, but nevertheless, you laughed in, and I hope to be able to bring back a couple of memories with laughter, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to work on that.
We're talking to comedian Sean Jones here on News Talk 830 WCCO. The Now You Know live comedy special taping hosted at the Dakota coming up this weekend. Make sure that you check him out, and you can purchase your tickets at the Dakota's website, or just walk up to the box office and buy your tickets right now. All right, so we met a little bit over a month ago. We hung out and had a conversation at the W Hotel. And one of the things that people out there that don't know a little bit about you and are learning about you now is that you have a special fondness for the Twin Cities, and specifically Minneapolis and St. Paul. Tell everybody, give everybody a little bit of insight and your perspective on why Minnesota is a special place for you.
Right. That's what a lot of people ask me. Why'd you pick Minneapolis? I was like, well, I want to see what it's like to be there in the summertime. I think summertime in Minneapolis is June 1st and 2nd. I think after that it goes down to, what, 50 degrees, 20 degrees. But no, back early in the early, I guess, the 2000s or early 2000s, mm-hmm. I used to host a night at a place called Trocadero's, which has changed to the Muse now. I would fly into Minneapolis. I would host the shows. And it was like one of the hottest Sunday night shows in the city, and everybody, they just showed me so much love that it was packed every week. And it was a lot of times because I was hosting, a lot of people wanted to come see me because I was hosting. It got so bad that when I would travel and not host a Sunday, that the guy who was in charge of the comedy night was like, don't tell people you're not hosting next week. They're not going to come. So that city just showed me so much love. They embraced me as one of their own. I was just, when I got this opportunity to do something special in my career, I had to go back to one of the cities that showed me so much love, made me feel like I was part of their community, and that was Minneapolis, you know. So it was just so cool to have this opportunity, like I said, one of the most special moments in my comedy career, to bring it to a place like Minneapolis. And there's been so many great people, and to be affiliated with that circle of great people like Prince, of course, which is one of the greatest people that ever came out of Minneapolis, you know, and just, you know, just to be able to share a stage that he was on as well. So there's like so many different things, as well as just showing the world how great the cities are, the Twin Cities are, St. Paul and Minneapolis. Unfortunately, a lot of people affiliate the cities with so many different negative things that recently happened in the last couple of months or years. But now, you know, they can see a whole nother side of Minneapolis, a whole nother side of St. Paul, and how great these cities are. And, you know, I'm just excited to kind of be the spark which that can ignite that excitement for these cities.
You know, you have been among some awesome people in the entertainment business. Bill Bellamy, Jamie Foxx, Sylvester Stallone, George Wallace. Who gave you the best advice that you still keep to this day close to you from all the people that you've been associated with or work with?
Well, it's so cool that all of those guys have given me something that I cherish to be able to sustain in this business for 27 years. You know, George Wallace is just full of wisdom, just all the way across the board. Bill Bellamy and I, we've known each other out of Jersey for a long time. But the one thing, the one real thing that I was told recently was by Damon Wayans. Damon Wayans said, after your special, expect to be unfunny for the minimum of 2 months, which basically means that you got to start from scratch with your set. But he said, also go up there and give the world your truth. Mm. Give the world your truth, whatever that may be, you know. And that's something special. Like I said, just being around all these great guys in the business that has made so many great accomplishments is, you know, I just feel privileged that I've had so many different ones that would, you know, give me a little bit, that would make my job a little bit easier when stepping on that stage and make it worthwhile. So,
yeah, we're talking to comedian Sean Jones via the John Schuster Cole Banker Hotline. He's going to be here this weekend. The Sean Jones Live, Now You Know, live comedy special taping hosted at the Dakota. Make sure that you check him out this coming weekend. He's got shows Friday at 8 p.m., this Saturday at both 7 p.m. and 9 p.m., so make sure that you check him out at the Dakota. I guess the last thing for you, real quickly, Sean, is yes, I know that I'm going to be showing up on Friday. Hey, man, you ain't going to call your boy out, are you? Because I can see you being that guy that will see me in the crowd and you'd be like, oh, I got to get them jokes in on Lake.
Man, you think I would say something about Ricky Lake's little brother? You think that the only black Lake there that I would say something about is 10,000 Lake, about Henry Lake? How could you think of such a thing, Henry?
See, I'm going to be prepared, man. I'm going to be prepared. Because, see, whenever you go to these live shows like that, you got to be prepared for somebody to take a stab at you or take a dig at you. So I'm prepared, man. I saw Jamie Foxx years ago, and, man, he started going in on somebody in the front row. So I ain't trying to be in the front row. I'm trying to be kind of tucked in the back.
Well, here's the one thing I want you to understand. Nothing's personal. It's all in love. I want people to understand. When you come to a show and we talk about you, it's not malice. It's not hate. It's not to hurt your feelings. It's just fun. What I look at my show is a conversation amongst old friends and new friends. So that's all it is. And as we sit around with our friends, we tend to make fun of each other. So let's come with that same attitude. So be prepared, Ricky Lake, little brother. The only black Lake in Minneapolis. That's so funny. Like, there's no way that you're in the state of over 10,000 lakes and you got a name Lakes.
Yeah,
boy, let me tell you something.
It's a real thing and it's not a bit, you know. So I'll be prepared come Friday, man. I'll be prepared. Hey, Sean, man, always a pleasure. Safe travels, and we'll see you this weekend.
Thank you, my brother. I'm looking forward to it. We're gonna have a good time this weekend, Twin City.
All right. Sounds good. That's Sean Jones. Check out the other show this weekend. Multiple shows, tape shows, live specials, Sean Jones Live. Now you know. He just joined us here on the John Schuster Cole Banker Hotline.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.